Andrea, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you.
The Crown Conservatory holiday show is part of the holidays for many of us, and every year seems to produce another grand display. This year's installation is already in place, and a new special event will be happening next Tuesday. Before we talk about that, I'd like you to tell us something about setting up these ambitious holiday shows. What's involved in getting ready for the holidays, Crone?
Well, of course, choosing the plant selection, we start a year out in selecting all the different kinds of poinsettias and evergreens and beautiful florals that go into the display. But we also work, because this has become a tradition here for us at Crone to have the train displays, we work a year out with the train people, the Applied Imagination team, to come up with as many new layouts as we can and possibly have a few new botanical buildings that are built. The installation of it actually is a 3-week installation, so quite long for us, and it allows us to give the Applied Imagination team the first 4 days to only do trains, and it takes them every bit of that.
Well, the Schmaltz display is another key element. And what are these pieces, and who were the Schmaltzes, and what can you tell us about the history of the Schmaltz collection?
I have a volunteer coordinator that's been working for me for a number of years, and her name is Sarah Schmaltz. And Sarah's grandfather passed away a few years ago, and it was decided that the family collection that he had collected, holidays, Christmas to him was a huge thing. Literally half of his house was a holiday display with, again, little trains, little buildings, and he had purchased many of the original little display windows, the animatronic type displays that are there. They call them motionettes. They came out of Shillitoe's and Dodd's Jewelers. So all of that came to us, and each year we try to put a portion of that on display.
So there are a few people whose memories would go back far enough to see them in Shillitoe's window.
We have a lot of our visitors who come in and go, oh my gosh, I remember that. And it's very nice.
A special project in connection with the show is your new toy drive. What's that, and is it a recent or a long-time part of the Crone's holiday season?
A long-time connection is with the Scherzinger Termite and Pest Control Company. They have been funding special projects at Crone for many years, as well as the floral displays. So we're very happy when Kurt Scherzinger suggested this year that maybe they would head up a toy drive. And we're in the process of finalizing all the details with that. It will happen in the week prior to December 13th. December 13th will be a Sunday where all the toys will be collected and then delivered. And the name of the group that used to be, so maybe more people might be more familiar with, Faces Without Places. They have recently changed the name to Upspring. They will be the benefactors of this, and all the gifts will be given to them. And they support the homeless society here in Cincinnati. So all the children of homeless families will be receiving gifts thanks to this drive by the Scherzinger family.
The new event that we mentioned earlier is called Holidays Behind the Scenes and Before the Crowds. And that happens next Tuesday from 5:30 to 7:30. And I would think that that has a good chance of being sold out. But tell us what will be going on and why it's an adults-only event with reservations and tickets required, and if you think it may become one of the Crone's standard holiday offerings.
One of the things we need to do is share the word that this exhibit is opening as we open earlier and earlier each year, trying to get people in November to come and see the display before the crowds arrive, because in December we will have long lines and sometimes it's frustrating to not be able to see everything. But this new idea, many people don't get to see Crone in the evening when it really is, I believe, its most special time. The twinkly lights and just the special atmosphere in there is something that is quite fun. I get to stay late a lot of nights, so I get to see that. So we've asked the Applied Imagination team to demonstrate how the little botanical architecture buildings are made. They will bring one of the buildings that is unfinished and finish it off that night, and then give a tour of the room of the display from their perspective of what it took to make all those little special buildings. In addition, if you're familiar at all with our holiday tree in the front lobby, we have a team of what we call our Crone crafters. They make little handmade ornaments out of natural materials, and every year they're highlighted on this giant evergreen tree in the lobby. So they're going to come that night and show us how to make a couple of those special ornaments, and everyone will get a copy of the book that was made, as well as two ornaments that they're going to get to carry away.
I'd like to ask you about that book. Is that new this year?
We developed that over the last couple of years with the help of the Crone Crafters. So we've had it in our gift store for a couple of years, and we just thought this would be a good time to really give a focus to it.
You'll have extended evening hours for more than a week preceding Christmas. What are they, and what dates will they be in effect?
December 16th through the 23rd. It's a Wednesday to a Wednesday. That's when we're just open until 7:30, so we'll be open late those dates. But we also have three very special evenings that are open to anybody with a regular paid admission fee. You can come on our Crone by Candlelight nights, which are December 9th, December 16th, and December 23rd.
Well, I know volunteers are a key element in the holiday show, and no doubt in other projects at the Crone. What can you tell us about the roles of volunteers at the Crone?
We had our ambassador training. We train a crew of volunteers who will come in on very peak days, and they'll be able to kind of give direction, give a little background information, answer questions, and be on site during the activity of the day. But also, if you come in and you see some of the schmaltz display things, we made a new background or backdrop for a village of the little houses that were donated. And volunteers have been meeting every Saturday morning since September and building these little structures. Volunteers are key to our operation. Our staff is small, so our volunteer staff is critical for Crone to operate on a daily basis.
Thanks so much, Andrea, for coming in to talk with us about the holiday season at Crone Conservatory.
It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you for asking me to come.
We've been talking with Andrea Shepman, director of Crone Conservatory, located in Eden Park on Eden Park Drive. For more information, see wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jane Durrell.